Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open this broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Muck and Fun Day, we know that. It's also the 21st day of May 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is the live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 62 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 72 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it looks like it's supposed to be a beautiful day. I ain't checked on the chemtrailing yet. Probably they're very busy. But at any rate, you know, and it would be otherwise a wonderful spring day. That being said, let's see what we're going to get into right out the gate. GOP Senator Paul calls for more scrutiny on immigration, and we're going to get into that in just a minute.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you're soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love. Same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Now, you might be asking yourself, what do I give a shit what GOP Senator Paul calls for? But anyway, GOP Senator Paul calls for more scrutiny on immigration. This is from Breitbart, sent in by Katie. We're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what you're saying out of each side of your mouth and who's saying what. Speaking Sunday on New York AM 970 Radio's The Cats Roundtable, Senator Rand Paul, Republican Kentucky, called for more scrutiny in regards to immigration. Paul said employment-based immigration is a good thing. It's a good thing. And I want you people to all remember that Ron Paul, in the beginning, you know, when he was up in the serving in the Congress and saying that, you know, yeah, we violate the Constitution every day, but you know, what did you do for 30 years other than just say, yeah, we're a pack of fucking criminals and I can't do nothing about it. I'm just here drawing a paycheck. Looks like the sun's the same way. But back even in the beginning when I, you know, first was doing this and, as you know, like the Liberty True Radio and what might have you, those guys over there, I mean, they're straight up, they were for open borders. I want you people to make sure you remember that. Absolutely, they agreed with Ron Paul. There should be no borders, nowhere. I'll tell you why. Because these are the people who swindled our country away from us. These are the people who, this is the logging, ranching, farming industries, you know, logging industry. They've got all our resources. And, you know, they just really kind of, we're fucking disgusting to them. We're not even significant to them. What they want is be able to bring labor from like Mexico and the South America up here and just push us aside so that they can manufacture what they stole from us and make sure that we fucking starve in the meantime. I want that to be clear to everybody. that absolutely the polls are for open borders. I think we have to be careful about people who come here to attack us. You know, the bad dudes. That's always, remember old Trumpy when he came up there and got everybody out to vote? And they all went out there and they all voted because they were going to remove every one of them. Remember your job? You were going to have a place. You were going to have something again. That was what the people fell for. And that's only been a year and a half, but boy, you get ready to fall for it again, people. Paul told host John Castamaditis, we do need more scrutiny. If you've got one name and you want to immigrate from Pakistan or Afghanistan, I'd put you at the bottom of some list, and you're probably not coming here if you don't have the appropriate paperwork. But if we know who you are and you're coming with peaceful intentions, you know, to take an American's job, to take an American's home, to take an American's education, to displace an American, and you can prove who you are and you're willing to work, I think we need more of that. Of course we do. You dirty, treasonous piece of shit, and all those ones who think like you do, all the people who, you know, when you're thinking about, you were talking about 25% of the people are registered to vote. Now, how many people have been registered just by going and getting a driver's license that don't vote? I mean, this is most of the registered. You're only talking about 25%. But even at that, man, let's take, I mean, just 10%, and that's down to, what, 15%? Take 10% off for people who have never voted, who got registered by going and getting their driver's licenses. They come out every election cycle. And, man, one thing they'll all agree on, it doesn't matter who you vote for, but you got to vote. You see, you got to give that consent, because this government can't operate without the consent of the governed. That's what, well, that's just another thing in that breached constitution. All the breached state constitutions don't mean a shit and ass thing, because we're talking about people and their properties, and they're going to protect their properties. They're going to put their properties between you and I. Now, we've been going at it over this thing in Michigan with this Tater feller. You know, he's a libertarian platform. You know, the libertarian platform, free trade and migration, we support the removal of governmental implements on free trade, political freedom, and escape from tyranny, demand that individuals not be unreasonably constrained by government in crossing of political boundaries. That's your borders this is talking about. This is, they're for open borders. See, they've done got everything. They fucking stole it from us, okay? If we were just out of the goddamn way, you know, the 75%, if they could just replace us with, say, you know, people from the third world that'll work for nothing, that'll be, you know, they'll avert their eyes and they'll bend down and they'll act like you're a big tough son of a bitch, even though you got no fucking spine. All you are is a dirty thief, but they'll worship you and they'll do what they're told. Economic freedom demands the unrestricted movement of humans as well as financial capital across national borders. That's money going back and forth. That's them bringing up the slave labor. This is your farmers. Who brought these son of a bitches in here by the hordes in the first place? You really think they give a rat's ass whether you live or die the next day? Because they've then stole your possession. Better off you are dead. But this is what's being backed, okay? Now, let's talk about that vote just for a goddamn minute now. Now they're in Michigan. They're saying, well, we got, you know, they're going to get something about our water, and this is a real good thing for us. When you acquiesce, when you give the consent, you're not just giving the consent to your little area there. When you go to register to vote, you're giving complete consent. You're giving consent to the whole package. You're giving consent to the murder of people around the world in your name, using your resource. You're giving consent to the murder of the goddamn blatant-ass murder of your people across this country. You're saying, that's all right with me. I think we can work this out. Now, when you go, like I said, you're only talking, I mean, I swear, you take away the people who have been just registered just because they wanted to get a driver's license or something. I mean, I got to believe, man, maybe 18%. And they're saying, but we have these priorities, Henry. Like in Michigan, our water and stuff, this is a priority. Well, I'm going to have to throw something at you here. Okay, you got your priority of your water or whatever in the fuck you're going to bring up here. I got my priority or the Bill of Rights of our people for this nation. The Bill of Rights, it says that, you know, I can own something. But then again, you really don't give a shit about that because you done did the stealing. You do not want that Bill of Rights, do you? Why don't you just fucking come out and admit it? Come out and admit it. You got another way. You want to go, you want to kind of have a half admiralty little thing and to the places where you can ease in and control the courts and where you can keep your property and bring illegals, people in from other countries to make sure that the people who you stole this country from never have a pot to piss in nor a window to throw it out. It's a priority, you say. You say, this is why, I mean, we're going to look at these two things. We got you and your little shit and deal there in Michigan. You think, well, I think if we bring all the people out, we can get this little thing for Michigan and fuck the rest of the United States. Fuck the Bill of Rights. Because at the same time that you're prioritizing your own padding of your own goddamn bed, you're fucking the rest of the country. You got to realize that. And that is a fact that you cannot argue, and you goddamn well know it. When you acquiesce, we need John Tater to do this thing for, well, me and my property is what it is, you know. So the property, and you look at like John Tater. I mean, you look at these guys they're putting up in front of us, people. What are their qualifications? Now, if you're in a hell, in the mess that we're in, you would want your very best, your brightest, your most intelligent, the people who know the subject matter best, you'd want them out front, wouldn't you? But they freely tell us, well, you got to just forget about these people knowing about, you know, the intricacies of the Bill of Rights and the law, you know. So what is their forte? What qualifies them? What qualifies them over the guy standing there two or three people down from him who know this guy knows, you know, the Bill of Rights. He knows that the country is under occupation, that the Bill of Rights has been suspended. He knows what the Patriot Act is. He knows what sections 1021 and 1022 of the National Defense authors. How come Tater? Why Tater? This man who he knows a little bit about the First Amendment. He's read a lot of books, says he. He's not been, I've never heard of the son of a bitch, have you? I mean, if it's Michigan, I mean, Mark from Michigan, Mark Kroenke, he would be, I mean, as far as the knowledge of what's going on and the fact that the Bill of Rights has been, an injunction put on, has been fucking removed. The courts have been removed. He knows how they've been removed. He knows who's responsible. Well, how come not him? Oh, he's a radical. For the same reason, you know, like out here in Oregon when the Hammonds, you know, when they had their problem with the goddamn government, they don't want nothing to do with people like us. We're radicals, you see. We believe in a Bill of Rights. We're radicals, you know, like Patrick Henry and Nathan Hale. We're radicals, man. They want nothing to do with us because you can't get elected to office. Now, what are their fortes? Well, you could be the member of a church congregation, man. Now, that's certainly a qualifier for a political ideology that's going to bring the people back together. I mean, it don't matter if you know shit about the goddamn founding documents of this country. Hell, you know, you're a good standing with the church. You're a good stand. Hey, he's a member of the Elks Club, the Moose Club. He's a member of the Masons, the OTO. He's an upstanding member. He's significant. Do you see where I'm going with this? The bottom line here is, I don't give a shit what you say your reasons are for going out and voting. You're going to have to tell me, well, it's more important than the Bill of Rights. I'm sorry, Henry. And stick to it, you son of a bitches, because we're watching you. Now let's go and look at our goddamn people. Almost half of U.S. families can't afford basics like rent and food. That's all right. They got theirs. They ain't worried about it. You see, they can go to China. Hell, they can go to Washington, D.C. They hang around, you know, in their goddamn private little things. You know, you ever wonder why it's such a big thing for them to raise the money to get that satellite? Like I said, what's $10,000 to somebody like the Bundys? It's nothing. But it's not that. It's they have to get us there to support them. This is the mark. Can you do it? Can you get them people to come up and put up $10,000, these goddamn people who almost half of them can't afford basics like rent and food? If you can get them to put up a satellite, we got something going here. And the banks thing is, we've always, you know, you're going to arm yourself. You're going to do everything because you're our goddamn sirs. When we call you up, you fight for us and our property that we, you know, so that we can allow you to work on our land that we stole from you. The economy may be chugging along, but many Americans are still struggling to chugging along my ass. This goddamn life. I mean, you look at it, you look at the goddamn fallacy of the whole goddamn operation. You got Trump, you know, when he's running for president, the same with all these son of a bitches, too. I guarantee you they're all Trump supporters. But you got Trump running, and he's, you know, you got Obama there. We've got unemployment down to 4.9%, and Trump's out there on the campaign trail. That's a freaking lie, man. There's 100 million people out of work here. They're lying to you. There's 100 million. This goddamn economy's to hell. And when at the same time, him and all his buddies are making record profits since 2008, when they fucking, you know, came and took trillions from our great-great-grandchildren to pay off their freaking fraud, and nobody went to jail. The regulators, they're still in their goddamn positions. But, you know, the thing is, he comes up there and he says, he's telling you just how, what a goddamn filthy-ass lie this is. And now he's telling the same lie. He's touting that it's clear down below what it could be for the, I mean, maximum employment. In fact, it's so fucking low, people, we're going to have to pump some more people from other countries in here. We've got to do it. You know, I always wondered about that. You know, richest country on planet Earth, and we're all sitting here, and we own it. What was the big fucking hurry to cash out the resources? If they belong to us, if I didn't get it in my generation, I mean, I'm going to live good. I ain't going to take more than I need. Why would I? Why would I want to cut down the trees as fast as I fucking could so that one guy could pile up a big pile of wealth and I'm just getting paid for cutting down my own trees and shit, and this is supposed to be my cut in the deal? And then get a couple of generations down, well, we're kind of, you know, the logs we done cut the hell out of, we're going to have to lay your ass off. Well, what the fuck is that? I get, you see, this, it's this whole idea, these son of a bitches, I want to grab them right by their fucking face and rip their faces off. The arrogance, the goddamn, I mean, the pure, I mean, what the hell, you know, you're not even averting your eyes when we lay it out on you. I mean, the guy that we played the other day talking about when they got their water leases out here. Oh, that was like a deed to the property. We own it. We've always owned it. There's never been no public land. The public, the people, the peons, you know, you little insignificant people, you've never owned anything and you never will. You can work for us if you suck our asses. If you don't, we're going to bring some spicks up here. We're going to bring some goats up here. We're going to bring some goddamn Indians up here. We're going to bring them all up here and just to play. You can just go starve to death in the fucking streets in the continent that your forefathers conquered. This is their attitude. And I'm here to tell you, people, I mean, what they're laying on us now is, well, we're just going to go through a few more election cycles because, you know, they came out, they always talk their hype. They always talk, we're going to go kick some ass, is what we're going to do. And finally, some fucking people stepped up and, yeah, we're going to kick some ass. We are, and then it was like, oh, you better get those up people under control. We can't keep going through election cycles. And damn, they're talking about the Bill of Rights. If that Bill of Rights is ever enforced as absolute law, every one of us is going to lose everything that we stole from them, aren't we? And that's the truth of it, people. And here we sit. They're telling you, oh, just, you're going to, you know, wait a few more election cycles, man. I mean, come on, give us a little time. It's just like, give Trump a chance. You got to give Trump a chance. Remember that? Almost half of U.S. families can't afford basics like rent and fucking food. Oh, you just wait. Hey, man, I'm sitting over here in my goddamn big house I own on my big fucking ranch that I own. We can wait. We can wait. I know you're starving. Fuck you. We never cared about you anyway. Once we stole what belonged to you. The economy may be chugging along, but many Americans are still struggling to afford basic middle class. Okay, let's look at this. Nearly 51 million households don't earn enough to afford a monthly budget that includes housing, food, child care, health care, transportation, and a cell phone. According to a study released Thursday by the United Way Alice Project, that's 43% of households in the United States. Hey, but you know, you guys don't count. You're insignificant. You insignificant people need to be quiet. We're trying to make some fucking business deals here. We got a guy, and he's a goddamn international communist, but hey, he's a guy that makes deals. And man, that's what they've really been looking for. Why they've been out here saying, we're going to fight and shit, bullshit. They've been looking for a deal for themselves and fuck us. Make no mistake about it. The figure includes the 16.1 million households living in poverty, as well as the 34.7 million families that the United Way has dubbed ALICE, Asset Limited. I love this goddamn words. Access limited, income constrained, employed. That means you're working your fucking ass off and you can't even afford to keep a roof over your head and food in your belly. That's what that means in your country. And the people telling you, just wait, we got a new movement going here and we're going to take this country back for us and you can starve under our rule instead of these fucking communists, okay? Despite seemingly positive economic signs, you mean the fucking lies that are pushed on that idiot box every day, all day long? The Alice data shows that financial hardship is still a pervasive problem, said Stephanie Hopes, the project director. California, New Mexico, and Hawaii have the largest share of struggling families at 49% each. And do you remember that with these people, these people own the United States, and there's goddamn foreigners, international goddamn cabals in here piling up mountains of fucking gold right in front of your face while your goddamn family starves to death. But there's somebody, you need to go vote's what you need to do. You see, we can vote our way out of this, or we can vote, if we put that vote thing out there, we get our people in the right position. We can get a deal. You're fucked. You majority out there, you 70, you're fucked. But we can get us a deal, and that's really what it's all about, is getting us a deal to keep the possession that we stole from you, right? That's it. Where were we? California, New Mexico, and Hawaii have the largest. Many of these folks are the nation's child care workers, home health aides, office. Oh, you remember when we went to that service economy when they were shipping our industry out of this country? You know, it's like I was talking about one of my sons is working at a place and, you know, they're doing good. And they got the big Trump tax breaks. And do you think that they gave that, you know, they talked about giving all that, but they didn't give my kid no money. You know what they did? They're good. They took all that money and they're gonna go international. They're opening up a shop over in goddamn Vietnam. And see, once they get that shop over in Vietnam going, then, you know, you got slave labor over there as compared to paying an American to do the job. But you need the resource. But that's all right, because you did have a business in America. You've got the resource. You just put it on a ship and you take it to fucking Vietnam and have the Vietnamese manufacture it. Because that's what it's really all about, is this handful. And I'm telling you, when we're talking about the whole goddamn cabal of people going out and voting, you know, being like 10 or 12%, how small is this group who thinks everything's just fucking theirs and everybody else, you can be an employee and you're not going to start no businesses? Don't even think that, because we've already put the goddamn staggers in place. We control the monetary system. You're not going to get no money to start a business. Even if you do, we will fucking swindle you till after you've worked for 20 years thinking you're working for yourself and gaining something. We'll cause a financial breakdown, remove your goddamn credit line, and by the time you get down and do your math after you've lost your home, your property, every goddamn thing you work for, you can look at, and you work for less than minimum wage. And now you need to go out and vote again, because it's all about us. And fuck you. It's about the significant, not the insignificant. You're insignificant, you see. You're like the goddamn, you're like the dirt that they walk on beneath their feet. Insignificant. Make sure you understand that. Many of the folks are the new child that was workers' home. Yeah, you know, that service economy. And they did that. I love that. They take your manufacturing. Yeah, you got the manufacturing fucking powerhouse of the goddamn world. You don't really need that. We need to switch over to a service economy. Take all that manufacturing, ship the goddamn resources that made the manufacturing giant, ship them overseas and make a goddamn communist state the powerhouse of goddamn manufacturing. But you're going to get a service economy out of it. You know, doing these jobs that only, now they're pumping foreigners in to do these jobs because they're so fucking menial. That's all that's left, man. Office assistant and store clerks who work low-paying jobs and have little savings, the study noted. Some 66% of jobs in the United States pay less than $20 an hour. The study, they tell you, that's a lot for you. $50 a lot. We're giving trillions to the goddamn people that ripped you off in 2008, should be in prison. Hey, $50 is a lot to you, insignificant people. The study also drilled down to county level. For instance, in Seattle's King County.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, it's Coyote here.
Hey, brother, how's it going?
It's going pretty good, man. You know, you're exactly right. I lost everything I had in 2008.
Oh, I played this game, brother. No matter what the business, no matter how good you are at it, they control the monetary system, and through their goddamn cliques and clubs, They control, I mean, they can shut a fella down. I mean, it's like the water they stole here in California, you know, on the West Coast over here. I mean, there's a book about it called Cadillac Desert, and it showed how there was this one valley. These people owned it, and it was, you know, it was theirs. It was lush. They just diverted the water, turned that into desert. They bought this desert land for fucking nothing, shipped the, changed the direction of water, went over there, and then, you know, they were all rich and just took it. I mean, this is it. I know so many people that started businesses, brother.
Your state government here in Alabama, they've decided they own every creek and river and stream. It's running.
Here too. That's all across the nation.
They pay taxes on every drink of water that you gotta have.
You betcha. Yeah. Well, I mean, it is what it is, and it's so goddamn, so massive, and it's so solidly right in your face. And then somebody, we need to go vote over here in Michigan or California on some of these libertarian fucking.
That's hilarious. Let's go vote.
Yeah. But, I mean, it would be all right if it was just a stupid act by a stupid person, but God damn it, the implications are all reaching. When they go vote, they are giving the consent for what the fuck is going on from the meter maid to the president. Period. I mean, look it up.
After I got out of grammar school,
yeah,
I decided right then I ain't giving consent to none of these son of a bitches. I can govern myself.
As it was intended to be. But what you got to see is the stumbling block here. You know, you can go to Fox News and you can look at Mike Huckabee. He's a patriot. Did you know he was a patriot? Did you know that all the
damn idiot?
But all these people, I mean, they come up. I mean, Trump, he's a patriot. I mean, it's just the goddamn definition of the word we're losing here. What is a patriot? A patriot is one of these swindling, dirty international sons. I mean, if anybody can call themselves a patriot, I guess the word doesn't mean anything anymore. Is, I guess, the point.
It doesn't mean anything if we're a lawless people. No, it don't.
No, it don't. It doesn't mean a goddamn thing. And that's what it's really coming down to here. You know, you know, call yourself a patriot and go out and consent to this goddamn slavery. It can't be called nothing else. Stay right there, guys. Go ahead, brother.
I talked to a buddy of mine the other day that called this country the Democratic Republic. I started knocking him in the damn head with my cane, you know?
Is that...
Dumb son of a bitch.
Is that like a transvestite stud? We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Stay right where you're at.
All right.
Oh, people, why don't you come in here and let me talk to you a while? That's right, step right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak his piece. I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. The basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want some freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. You got to keep America number one. My daddy told me, son, don't let them take your gun. That's what they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun. They're taking your Bill of Rights away from you. My daddy said, son. What they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun. Don't let them take your gun away from you. Oh, this
that's what they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun. They're taking your Bill of Rights away from you.
My daddy said, son, don't let them take your gun.
That's what they're trying to do.
Son, don't let them take your gun.
Don't let them take your gun away from you.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chulequin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chulequin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1235 Pacific Time. That was Grand Funk Railroad with Don't Let Them Take Your Guns. I tell they didn't took everything but your guns, but I, you know, that's what me and Mark were talking about just before we went to break. And, you know, what I've observed here through my life is, you know, the same people owned everything. And, you know, there would be businesses, and those businesses, you know, during good times when the economy was booming, they would hire people at, you know, minimum wage, and nobody could make a living working for them, but, you know, all the money went to them. And then you'd hit a real bad economic time when it was actually the business was actually going to lose money. That's when they go out and they, you know, you're, hey, you, how would you like to be an entrepreneur? How would you like to lease this from me? You could make, hey, have you a business? And then you go into it and you find, I mean, you work your goddamn ass off, man, from dusk till dawn, 7 fucking days a week, 30 days a month, 56 months a year, or 52 weeks a year. And then the next thing you know, at the end of it, and you've worked your ass off and you go to look at it, man, you didn't make as much as the son of a bitch is working for the bastard in the good times. And you took all the losses. You took it all. I mean, this is how it's gone. I've watched it all my life. I've watched this. And that's what we're looking at here. And I, like I said, you know, you got 100 million people displaced in this country, disenfranchised and made civilly dead. They've had everything taken from them. But you have these people here, you know, I got my ranch, got my logging operation, got my farm, that I've got my Mexicans out in the goddamn field right now, in fact. And you know what? Fuck you people over there, because we stole it from you and we're keeping it. That's what the goddamn message here is. We stole it from you, we're keeping it. I tell you people what, if I'm dead at the end of this, the only thing I ask you to do for me is get out those goddamn voter rolls and go and dispossess every dirty son of a bitch on them. Take everything they got and throw them out of the fucking country. Because that's what they deserve. And like I said, they can go out and puff up like that goddamn grouse and try to act like they're a big old something. Fuck you, I know what you are. You're a small percentage. You are such a small percentage in your democracy that you're not even significant to the equation. How about that? What you're talking about here, I'm telling you people, you're talking about the, when they talk about the goddamn income, you know, who's got what and who doesn't, you're, when you start at the, you know, the top percent, they're taking 90% of the goddamn wealth. The other 10% is divided among the people, but it's that goddamn between 1 and 15%. These are the people I'm talking about. These are the good old boy son of a bitches that stole it all from us. They, I mean, they're getting, I mean, they got theirs, they're sitting back, and they don't give a shit. I mean, you think about it. When in 2008, when everything went to shit, everybody, you know, businesses, I mean, a million businesses and shit going, I mean, just places closing up. You've seen it, boarded up, shut down. Did you hear their voice in it all? Nah. We're the logging industry. We're sucking the resources directly from the people. And like I said, the public lands, I just heard it the other day, man, when they got those water leases from their good old boy buddies from the lodge down in Washington, D.C., or from the church congregations, that was deeds to that land. There is no public land. It's just all theirs, you see. That little handful, I mean, that's why they've tried to throw this smoke screen out there. You know, like that's why the militia thing, you know, like we're a big bad bastard. We got everything and we're going to just, no, you're not. No, you're fucking not. We outnumber you 10,000 to one. We will smear your ass across this country, and we will dispossess you, and we will throw your ass out or hang you. How about that? Keep a pushing it. That's all it takes is an article like this, man. You know, where we're talking about almost half the U.S. families can't afford basics like rent and food. And I mean, goddamn, I know people that are working goddamn professions that 30 years ago, I'm going to say 30 to 40 years ago, I mean, that was middle class. You were making a goddamn good living, and you could have, you know, the illusion of a home. Nobody's owned property in this country since 1933. For instance, in Seattle's King County, the annual household survival budget for a family of four, including one infant and one preschooler, listen to this, because, you know, that's what they think. You know, you're getting $20. You mean that $20 that was worth $2 when I started out when I was 18 years old? Is that what you're talking about? Is that what you think that I'm so goddamn stupid? I'm like a little child. You can play hide the goddamn pee underneath a goddamn cup on me. You think I'm just that insignificantly stupid? Oh, it's a $20 bill. Or like this one, you know, with this latest thing when they gave the trillions to the son of a bitches who raped us in 2008 that should have been in prison. And you're getting $1,000. $1,000 now, I'm telling you guys, when Laura and I started out, let's see, $1,000 is probably about, you know, $275, $300. That's about what, I mean, the difference is. So when you're actually saying, what you're really telling me is when I started out, just about minimum wage. Not minimum wage, but here we got King County. This is in Seattle. The annual household survival budget for the family of four, including one infant and one preschooler, in 2016 was $85,000 a year, people. 85. Do you know somebody? This would require an hourly wage of $42.46. That's just for just to take the basic needs. What are we talking about? Annual household survival budget. You're talking about 85 grand. You're talking about $42 an hour, $43 an hour. But this was just about a common wage back in the day. And it went back in when my dad first came here, where we're at right now. I was probably about 6 years old, and I think he was making $3.65 an hour, and that was good money. That was good money. I mean, he bought a land, he bought a trailer house, and he built another one. You know, he had a car, he had a vacation, everything on $3.65. It's this illusion of numbers, you know. It's 20, a $20 bill. My God. But in Washington State, only 14% of jobs pay more than $40 an hour. So that's that people we're talking about here. You know, there's just a level of them. There ain't that many of them that are fucking the rest of us. Yeah, they're going to go out and vote. I got mine. Fuck you. That's their attitude. Seattle City Council just passed a controversial tax. See, this is the idea. Here's how your communism works in, too. And they'll turn around and go, well, that's communism. Well, yeah, it is. But goddamn, who caused it? You. You think you're going to starve us right in front of our own faces? We're just going to watch our children go hungry while you have your big old house and your goddamn 10,000 acres of property and all your brand new rigs. And we're just going to sit here. Gosh, we must be jealous. That's what it is. We're jealous of what you stole from the rest of us. And now that you're enjoying why we're sitting here watching our children go hungry. Seattle, controversial tax on big businesses to help alleviate the city's growing sin. And this puts the goddamn committees, the communists in control to try to redistribute the wealth and all this bullshit. Both of these systems need to be burned to the fucking ground, period, yesterday. That's that old thing, you know, goddamn them communists, yeah, and goddamn the son of a bitches that are saying goddamn the communists because they're not goddamn American nationals for the Bill of Rights either. Here we go, people. You want to see, here's your Trump. Here's what you went out and voted for. You went out and thought you were going to get a better life by getting rid of all the goddamn people that weren't supposed to be here. Supreme Court sides with employers in class action arbitration cases. Of course they did. Because you've got, this country is being controlled by the capitalists. Did you find that word in the goddamn Bill of Rights or the goddamn Constitution? I dare you. It doesn't exist. Capitalist. I heard two people arguing the other day. No, this is a capitalist country. No, this is a socialist country. It's neither. Capitalism is not mentioned anywhere. Free enterprise now with a goddamn monetary system, but the monetaries that the government, you know, the government was supposed to print the money, or not print the money, but coin the money out of silver and gold, interest-free money. Now, that was what we're supposed to have. That is not capitalism, people. That is not capitalism. Capitalism is money, making money. Money enslaving people to make money for you. That is what capitalism is. And these son of a bitches, they love it. They call themselves flaming capitalists and patriots all in the same breath. In a victory for employers, now there's a fucking surprise, under the Trump administration, the Supreme Court on Monday said that employers could block employees from banding together as a class to fight legal disputes and employment arbitration. See, this whole, it's all bullshit right there. I mean, it should be, the individual should be more powerful, or at least as powerful as, I mean, there should be no group that trumps the power of a single individual. I mean, if your common law court's in place, this isn't even a question. The son of a bitch does something dirty, you drag his ass into court. There is no, well, we've made some law saying that you either got to do it this way or that way. No, I do it by the Bill of Rights. I go down and I file against you. That's all it takes. And I will be heard. Because if you try to not keep me from being heard, you're denying me procedural due process. I'll take everything you got too, judgy. But see, they've got us so entwined into this administrative admiralty bullshit that this is what we're talking about. This is your goddamn argument they're giving you. Hey, man, go out and vote. Justice Neil Gorsuch delivered the opinion for the 55-4 majority, his first major opinion since joining the court last spring, and a demonstration of how the Senate Republicans moved to keep, see, this is Republicans, the Democrats, this whole fucking lie that we've been, now you got the libertarians, because they're kind of in the middle of either. There is no liberal. There is no conservative. There cannot be. There's either the law or there isn't. The law isn't liberal. It isn't conservative. It's just. That's all. Demonstration of how the Senate Republicans moved to keep the liberal nominee Merrick Garland from being confirmed in 2016 has helped cement a conservative court. Because we're supposed to have a conservative court. We're not supposed to have a court of justice or a just court. It's got to be leaning this way. And I mean, if the law can change from one administration to another through the appointment of judges, there is no fucking law. Law is written in fact. It can't be changed. Facts cannot be changed. But this is what, it's interpretation, you see. This group over here, you put them in office, they're going to interpret it this way, and all the way down the line, they're chipping away at the Bill of Rights, whether it's the left or the right that's in power. Right now, this here is codifying the fact that a goddamn individual, I mean, they're saying that you got to do it as an individual, but you got to file into for arbitration, which is not a court. This is the corporations themselves setting up their own courts, well, where they can't lose. This is the Justice Gorsuch that thinks most everyone expected. That don't make sense. Think most everyone expected, said Steve Valdeck, CNN contributor and professor of law at the University of Texas School of Law. Not only is he endorsing the conservative justices' controversial approach to arbitration. I mean, if the founders could have seen what they were going to do, I mean, they would have shot him. They would have shot him on arbitration. No, it's called, we want justice. We don't want an arbitrator. We want a goddamn, we were entitled to a jury of our peers to arbitrate any issue of over $20. Remember that. Arbitration clauses. We put some clauses. We wrote it down on a piece of paper, and you just got removed from the common law, and now you're going to sit in front of a fucking two-bit goddamn attorney, and you're going to pay a two-bit attorney to fuck you. You're not going to win, you see, because you're going up against big corporation, which is actually the goddamn government in its essence. Justice's approach to arbitration clauses, but he's taking it an important step further by extending that reasoning to employment agreements as well. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg took the rare step of reading her dissent from the bench, calling the majority opinion in Epic System Corp versus Lewis egregiously wrong. When she goes to tell why it's wrong, it ain't going to be why it's wrong. It's going to be why it wasn't a communist way of doing things rather than a goddamn fascist way of doing things. The court today holds enforceable these arm-twisted, take-it-or-leave-it contracts, including the provisions requiring employees. And this is what it's all about. They have beat us down. We just read an article, how beat down we are. That ain't far enough. These motherfuckers got what they got in the other countries, where you go down and they bow, and bow your head. You don't look them in the eyes because, well, they've stolen all your wealth, and you're so far fucking beneath them that you're insignificant. The court holds enforceable, these arm-twisted, leave it or not, including provisions requiring employees to litigate wages and hour claims only one by one. Federal labor law does not contendence such isolation of employees, she says, but it wouldn't matter. If the Bill of Rights is in place, it wouldn't matter. You'd be most powerful when you're by yourself. There'd be no argument to the argument. It would just be your argument against the son of a bitch screwing you. You see what I'm saying here, people? In the majority opinion, Gorsuch maintained the decision does nothing to override what Congress has done illegally. Congress has instructed that arbitration agreements like those before us must be enforced as written, he said. As the dissent recognizes, the legislative policy embodied in the National Labor Relations Act, you know, another act where they went and claimed a whole bunch of power they didn't have, where they removed your right to go to a goddamn common law court and get redress for your grievance and replaced it with their arbitration. You know, them arbitrating about what they did is aimed at safeguarding, first and foremost, workers' rights to join unions and to engage in collective bargaining, you know, communism. See, it's just them fighting about something that has nothing to do with what's supposed to be here. It's the same old song and dance. Are you going to go in this camp or this camp, and then you kill each other over something that doesn't pertain to what you're supposed to have at all, not even to a small degree? I think I'm going to go with the goddamn Fabian Socialist, goddammit. I think I'm going to get a better deal. I'll get a bigger paycheck if I go with the Fabian Socialist than if I go with the communists, you see. I'll kill you. Gorsuch responded to Ginsburg's claim that the court's decision would resurrect so-called yellow dog contracts, which barred an employee from joining a union, said that like most apocalyptic warnings, this one proves a false alarm, and it's all this communist shit. That's why I'm talking about people, you know, they're talking about, man, I could pull a strand of that spaghetti out and boy, it would secure my property. I don't care if it kills you. You guys can wait on that big ball, can't you? You people who aren't getting enough money to keep a roof over your head and food in your stomach, you can wait a while until we can get around to, you know, those secondary issues like your Bill of Rights. You know, the unimportant ones, the National Labor Relations Act, NLRA, gives employees the right to self-organization to engage in, you know, communism, concerted activities for the purpose of mutual aid or protection. You don't need it if you've got the Bill of Rights you can protect. There's no greater protection. The Bill of Rights in the common law courts, you don't need none of this communist bullshit. But I mean, this is what the argument we're going to have. Maybe we can have an election over this, people. And as we grow old, man, I'll tell you, when you go look at your great-grandchildren, you people who are going to go along with this bullshit, you go look at them. Because I promise you, I give you my word this day, and I don't lie, and you know it. They are going to piss on your grave and curse your cowardly asses, you sons of bitches. DOJ still wants to lock people up for protesting the government or even just talking about it. This is from Tech Dirt. And this is, you know, it talks about these communist goddamn protests they had, like, you know, when Trump became president. This is the one I wanted to get to before it's too late. Remember when Obama, he took all the goddamn good old boys and the goddamn industry heads and everything, and he did that little tour of Egypt. Remember Harley Davidson went along with them? We told you that, you know, they're going to use stimulus money and they're going to get loans from our government to build goddamn facilities in other countries to cut your fucking throat. Well, Yeah, all you Harley lovers better wake up. Report Harley Davidson laying off hundreds of American workers, sending jobs to Thailand. Just like what I was telling you about my kid in Vietnam, the Vietnam thing. You know, that's what they do. I mean, hell, you got it right here. Just look at it like this. You got these parts to assemble, right? And this is going to add to your pile of goddamn gold. You got all these parts to assemble. I mean, you got truckloads, you got warehouses full of them to be assembled to make motorcycles. Now you can do it here in America where the wealth came from to create those parts, where the goddamn resources came to create those parts that belongs to these people that you fucking stole it from. Nah, fuck them people. I can get a whole lot more. I can go over here to Thailand and get it. I can get slaves to put it together for nothing, man. Not even a low grade fodder is all I got to give them. Then I can come back over here and sell it to the Americans left that can afford it. I can steal some more of this goddamn country. Harley Davidson, put on you, you sons of bitches. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by JSTP. Harley-Davidson, the iconic American motorcycle company, is set to lay off hundreds of American workers at its Kansas City, Missouri factory while creating jobs in Thailand. That should be it. I mean, goddamn Americans, what we should do? I mean, if this is our country and this is where the resources, this is where everything's coming from, we just take their license away, right? Oh, but don't talk about that. Don't talk about that. I mean, just endure it because, man, there's some people in this country that are doing fine and you're going to fuck it up for them. I mean, they're living nice, wonderful, comfortable lives, man. They got a lot. They got piles of shit and you're going to fuck it up for them. How do you insignificant sons of bitches? After laying off nearly 200 American manufacturing workers last year, as Breitbart News reported, Harley-Davidson is expected to fully close its Kansas City manufacturing facility because that's what they were doing over there. They're setting up plants. And I mean, this is what it's about. Do you people really think they even care about you in any way? Like Harley-Davidson, they care about it selling you a motorcycle, but beyond that, they don't give a shit if you live or die. You think they care about this country? They're internationalists. They'll go live in some place like New Zealand and they'll have, or, you know, down in South America and have a big old goddamn gondola around them and everything and walls and shit and just live like goddamn like we all should be living because they steal enough just from piling it up. You know, they're living like that, but what we're talking about is way beyond the piling up. It's, I mean, beyond the luxurious life that they live. It's piling it up. Where 5,000 generations of them couldn't spend it all. But it's theirs, you see. They took it from you and they aim to fucking keep it. That's why you're going to see all of these goddamn charlatans coming out of the woodwork. Go out and vote. Go out and give consent. Goddamn, if we lose that fucking consent, you'll hear it right up to the elections. It don't matter who you vote for, but you got to vote. And that thing, like when they started doing it with the licenses, where you had to actually opt out. Why was there such an effort to get everybody to vote? Because they controlled the vote. Because you only had two ways to go, and both were your death, man. That's why.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
You have to remember that there was a board of directors that took a vote on all this, and, that whole board voted to go globally with this thing. I mean, they're all a bunch of goddamn traitors.
Well, by now, you're right, Mark, but by now I got to believe the head CEO goes, don't think I always got slanted eyes. You can't understand half what's coming out of his fucking mouth because these guys have went international. They don't give a shit about this country. They don't give a shit about the people here, the American nationals. They give a shit about themselves and their international wealth and the piling up of the international wealth. Fuck Harley Davidson is all that I can say. Harley Davidson executives say about 400 jobs will be sent to the corporation's new York, Pennsylvania manufacturing plant, but union workers allege their jobs are being sent overseas to Thailand. Duh. And we told you guys, these are some of the son of bitches we were trying to warn for years. Don't go and pay into this shit. They're after you next. Oh, no, it's just you guys made some mistakes or something. There must be something you did to cause you to lose everything and you know, 100 million of you be put out on the fucking streets. It had to be you because it couldn't be them. In remarks to USA Today, a manufacturing worker who's been at Harley-Davidson for more than 20 years will lose his job at the Kansas City Harley-Davidson facility. Welcome to the jungle. He says his job is going to Bangkok, Thailand, where the corporation is expanding jobs. Of course. How about this? You build them over there, you better fucking sell them over there. And you know what? You're not taking our resource, no metal, no goddamn thing. Oh, see, you couldn't do it that way, could you? That's why this scam has to continue, people. They, what you got here is, I mean, no matter how they pretend that they hate each other or they hate this or they hate that, lying sons of bitches, that's to get you to manipulate you this way or that way. And really, they don't really give a shit who you vote for. So long as you vote, so long as you don't if you want to hurt them, just unregister to vote. It's real simple to do. But this is what they want. Both sides. They pretend to go in and say, boy, you better get out here, or these sides going to do this, and we better get this. Oh, they're going to do this. More people. You got to get out there and vote. You really got to vote. And what you're doing is you're cutting your own goddamn throat. Because when you go out there and vote, you are giving them the consent to do everything they're doing. Everything you're seeing that you're bitching about, you're giving them the consent to do it. And they're not really bitching because they're laughing behind your back, because they're sitting back. I mean, they're sitting back. Their wallets are fat, man. They sit crooked because their wallets are fat. They are living in luxury. They are living. I mean, they can't even know how to spend it, and they're laughing at you because they're stealing it from you. They have been stealing it from you for 240 fucking years. They have been stealing you blind. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, you know, just say, you know, fuck off.